The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
They're out of the car, and they're giving him verbal commands. They say, put the knife down, put the knife down. The guy says, shoot me now, kill me now. So he's yelling it. They're saying, put the knife down, back away, put the knife down. And he says, shoot me now, kill me.
If a person is charging you with a knife and they're within 3 or 4 feet, that's a lethal range for a knife.
Right now, we have an investigation that goes on. The officers will not be on the street. They will be on administrative duty until we can determine the facts, if they are different than I have described.
All right, more problems. We're talking about Ferguson. Lots of chaos there, although the gas, the tear gas, and the clashes, the full-on clashes, did not happen on Tuesday night. Still the chants and whatnot heard after a St. Louis cop shooting. We'll talk about that in just a second. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, thanks for joining us on this version, this hour of the show. And I'll tell you, we've got to jump to another story, too, sad story about the beheading of an American journalist, if it is authenticated. And I'll tell you, Islamic State, you're going to hear more and more about them over the next coming weeks. We're going to do a full-on, in-depth report on terror in the Middle East and how close that can come to us here in the United States and what are the fundraising efforts all about. So there were Ferguson chants that were being yelled after St. Louis cops had a shootout with a suspect. It was crazy. It was a 23-year-old black man was shot and killed after he charged at them with a knife. This is 10 days after the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown, less than 6 miles away. The guy had taken a couple of energy drinks from a store, returned to take a package of some kind of pastries or whatever, didn't pay. And then who you just heard there was St. Louis City Police Chief Sam Dotson. Then he went into the street and was being erratic, talking to himself. When the employee followed him outside, he threw the pastry into the street. The police responded because they got a bunch of 911 calls. The suspect walked toward the officer's car, put his hands on his waistband, pulled out a knife, held it in a sort of an overhand position as it's being described above his shoulder. The chief says in his description, and you can hear some of that there in the beginning, that the officers got out of their car, drew their weapons, telling the man to drop the knife. But he continued to keep going, saying, shoot me, kill me now. Shoot me, kill me now. And when they got within 4 feet, when he got to within 4 feet of one of the officers, both cops fired their weapons at the guy who is not yet identified. Then there was a crowd of about 150 people that gathered around that scene. In the moments after it, they started yelling at the cops and saying they hadn't used other means of restraint and, you know, started screaming things like, you just kill, kill, kill because you've got a gun. You don't need to shoot if you've got a taser and he's got a knife. And then they started screaming what the chant is in Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot, no justice, no peace. This is one of the hallmark signature things that you're seeing in Ferguson. In the meantime, in Ferguson, there's questions about the legal process going on there and whether or not it could even be a fair situation because of the prosecutor, Robert McCullough, whose father was a cop and who was shot and killed by a black man when Robert McCullough was just 12, and his other ties family-wise and whatnot to the police, to long history of men and women in blue. He himself wanted to be a police officer, had cancer, lost a leg, couldn't do it. So there were signatures that were gathered, 26,000, to try to take him off the case. He says he's not going anywhere. That's become a big bone of contention as to whether or not he should stay on the case. He wants to pursue, keep going forward, get all this going with the grand jury on Wednesday, including witnesses. Wow, wow, wow. so much happening, let me tell you. Let's reach out and go right at the top here to Jack in Australia. Hey, Jack, what's your take on some of the things that I just threw out there?
The world's going crazy, but I actually rang up to with a little bit of light affair because, you know, normally when I ring up, you know, I'm the guy you come to when Limbaugh's too liberal, so I thought I'd throw in some light affair. I came across this, some really crazy laws around the United States. So I thought I'd start with your Lone Star State of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's a state law in Texas that criminals must notify their victims 24 hours in advance of the nature of their crimes and the time that they are going to commit them.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to come over to your house and rob you. I love it.
Let's see, some crazy ones here. Did you know there's a labor union for chickens, for egg-laying chickens in Virginia? Apparently the chicken labor lobby has said that the egg-laying workday is between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And there are fines for chickens that lay outside of that time, I believe.
You tell the chicken to hold it in?
In Alaska, and I'll tell you what, it's a brave man that does this anyway. It's illegal to wake bears for the purposes of taking a selfie.
Yeah, you can't do that, right? Can you imagine?
Well, yeah, first of all, who'd be crazy enough to go up to a sleeping grizzly just to take a selfie anyway?
Yeah, well, you have to ask the right question. Is this just a cat nap or are you hibernating? If they're hibernating, it's okay to take the selfie.
Well, I don't know. If I get woken up out of a nap or from sleep at any time, I am like a bear with a sore head. So I know where this statement is coming from. In Illinois, midget tossing is illegal in bars, but it is legal in other parts if you've got a permit from the city.
So they have midget zones, in other words. They have zones.
Yeah, midget tossing permit zones, yeah.
That's good.
Let's see. Pennsylvania. It is a crime to tell a fortune teller where to dig for buried treasure.
Really? It's a crime because you're afraid they're going to find it because they have such powers of finding buried treasure.
Well, you'd think the fortune teller would know where the buried treasure is anyway, but you wouldn't need to tell them.
Absolutely.
And I'll leave you on this one because it is the cleanest out of all those to do with hanky-panky.
Mm-hmm.
In Wyoming, it is against the law to have sex while standing up in a walk-in meat freezer.
Oh, I could go to a lot of places on that, but I'm going to leave it alone, so to speak. Oh, my gosh, that was pretty funny. Good stuff, Jack. We appreciate the levity. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was good. The notifying with the crime, the chicken and the eggs, wow, you got to love that. You know, there's no accounting for stupidity, right? Anything to get some laws out there. Let's put some laws on the books. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, back to what's happening in Ferguson. Darren Wilson, they have a Facebook page for him. Support Darren Wilson. There are blue lights, a lot of porch lights in Ferguson and other areas that are being left on, and also in other parts of the country, in support of the Missouri police officer who shot and killed, unfortunately, an unarmed man just 10 days ago, Michael Brown. And there are a lot of people that are saying, there's a grassroots effort saying that they're trying to destroy him. They've raised over $40,000 in 2 days. Should he be charged with a crime, or do you think the blue light is great? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
All right, if you want to throw in your two cents, do it during this segment. We're talking about Ferguson a little bit here, and the police officer, will he be charged? Should he be charged? Or the Blue Light Brigade, is this a smart thing because he's been left out in the cold, but people across the states want to know that, want him to know that there are people that are saying it's not fair how he's being railroaded before anything's even happened with an indictment, if he's even going to be indicted, all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting. There really is a divide, absolutely, in and out of Ferguson. And we're seeing this more and more, whether signing the petitions to get rid of the prosecutor because of his ties to the police department, or whether there's support for the officer, Darren Wilson, in raising money for him and just showing him support with the blue lights on the porch being left on. And certainly Michael Brown's family, there's a lot of support pouring in for them, for what happened to Michael Brown, specific chants and things that have gone on in and around Ferguson. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Coming up in our next two segments, we have a couple of great conversations, one with Jesse Stauffer. That's that yawning thing. Jesse Stauffer, who's created this app that will make all your social media evaporate. Like, in other words, there's tweets that people put out, and you see what's happening there, and Facebook and texting and whatever, and you can actually get rid of it. So something's out there that you don't want people to see eventually, or you're a kid and you put something out there, you can get rid of it, which I think is pretty incredible. So what a novel idea. That's where the world is going, all these apps that people are creating. It's just a 20-year-old college student, and this thing has become pretty big. It's taking on a life of its own. And then we're also going to chat with Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, looking at some of these things that we've been talking about from the perspective of strategy and because he's a strategist, marketing guru, and a branding guy. And, you know, that's part of the deal. What is the strategy? What is the strategy in Ferguson? What do you do to quell the violence that's happened there? How often do we miss out because there's no plan? I mean, I think you have to have a strong strategy, and this is a prime example of that. You start to grasp at straws, and when something happens, you have to do that. You have a playbook, and sometimes you have to throw the playbook out, but it helps when you do meet, when you do huddle, when you do come up with a plan, and we talk about that in a couple of different areas. Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Kate?
I'm excellent. Hey, that piece of information that you told us is interesting because I've talked to some other police officers about that, and they say, you know, that's kind of similar in a few other places about the four-shot kind of thing and taking someone down.
That's right. Here's another little key thing for you to think about. We, in our department, we had, years ago, they had 38 calibers. Then they switched over to 9mm. Well, a 9mm can go through a person and still live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to double shoot the guy to bring him completely down, especially if he's running at you.
Right.
Unless you hit a vital organ, but if he's still running top speed, you have to shoot again until you drop him. This is a 9mm because it's a small caliber bullet. Now, we switched over to MP40s, which was a little bit bigger and more powerful to use. But around the country, you're going to see departments carry 357s, 44s, you know, the heavy guns. One round would bring the guy down. And this is a little thing to think about. What kind of weapon did he have? What kind of weapon did the department use? You know?
Yeah, what was it? Because if you look at where the bullets were, too, it's like all really on one side. It was where he was coming at him. So I'm curious about that. We'll see what we can do to uncover that, to find out what it is, because, you know, there's a good nugget of information. What kind of weapon makes a difference, Bud, right? You saw that.
That's right. Now, I've been in the military for 18 years and a cop for 25, and I've seen a lot of weapons fire and how much damage it can do. And when we were issued a 9mm, we all laughed because the criminals had bigger guns. And we were outgunned.
You're at a disadvantage. You're outgunned from the beginning.
You're right. Another thing to think about here. Now, all the damage that's happened down there and all the people that are protesting, I bet you they're on welfare or something. Poor people, they don't have no money. And then when you lock the person up and they get a fine from the judge, where are they going to get the money out to pay the fine? They don't have no money. They don't have nothing.
Right.
So now you're back to square one. So what are they going to do? They're going to put them on community service, go around the street and pick up papers or something in that order.
Right. And that adds to the problems again.
Right. Then if you look at your insurance company's policy, some of them won't pay off for looting or things like that.
Wow.
You got to be real careful when you look at insurance policies.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in a high crime area.
Yeah. That's a good point, because then here are these innocent people that have businesses and their fellow man in Ferguson, while they're supposedly trying to protest, they're doing damage to their businesses and causing them maybe economic loss and even job loss for people who might work for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, here's another little bit of information. I think I mentioned it yesterday or now, but you have to find the time factor between when Brown had the strong arm robbery and where was he, the distance between when he left the store and where he got shot. What time was that? Then look at the time from the time, the distance between where the cop was coming up the road, the time, and when he shot. Everything has to be time and distance to measure the factor What the cop said, and I'm for the cop all the way. It's a justified shooting on that. After I really got into the facts.
Right. But
you have to look at the time and distance.
Timeline. Time and distance. Good stuff, bud. Thank you. Especially thinking about the weapons from that point of view. I don't know why. I just didn't really think of it from that angle. Ray in Missouri. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. How about you?
I'm good. Been a little under the weather.
I don't know where it comes from.
It was bad for a few days.
I can hear it.
Oh, the media. I think the media is causing most of the problem that's still going on in St. Louis. But, you know, it. Bottom line is somebody was committing a crime and the police felt they need to use force, I think.
Right. So in that case, you know, that's what you got to think about. Six shots. It's like Bud said, was the weapon, timeline, all that kind of thing. You know, there's things to look at. I said this, that there's a lot of jumping to conclusions. That's why I want to hear the whole grand jury thing, because, Ray, as you know, then all those details will come out.
Yeah. And, well, you know, there's instances that police use excessive force or whatever, but there's instances when they don't. I got a buddy that's the sweetest guy in the world until he gets one drink in him. And he gets one drink in him and he just goes nuts. And I've been out quite a few times with special occasions, marriages, and stuff like that. And if he gets out of hand, the police show up. They just go ahead and they don't tase him once. They go ahead and tase him until he doesn't come up off the ground. Because if they tase him once, he gets back up and attacks him again. It's not funny, but that's just the way it happens. That's the way he's built. So if someone's coming at you and you tase them once or shoot them once, they might still come at you.
Right.
You have somebody that's on methamphetamines or something else like that.
Yeah.
Shoot them once, they might still be coming at you. Shoot them twice. So maybe the guy was still coming at him. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. That's in my head. It certainly it seems like that when you see where the bullets were and all that sort of stuff. But that's why this grand jury thing, Ray. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's why that grand jury is so important, because some of those details we should be able to know, and that will make a very big difference. And I think the way that the officer is portrayed, because then we'll have more of those little details that we just can't find right now. Stay with us. A couple of great guests coming up next here on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Once again for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. Peel Back the Onion is all about branding, marketing, strategy, and all that stuff in between, because he's an expert in it. That's why we call it Peel Back the Onion. And boy, there is a lot to get to this time around. Andrew, I'll tell you what, the first thing I woke up to today was somebody sending me a link to this jihadist group, the Islamic State, claiming that they executed an American journalist who's been missing since 2012, James Foley. How sad. And it just shows you again how barbaric and frightening this group is. They're beheading kids. They're telling people either turn Muslim or we're going to kill you. They are the real deal. How frightening do you think this this is?
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, but this is nothing new. We knew that they were more extreme. I think we talked about this last week, that they're more extreme than the Taliban. They're more extreme than Al-Qaeda. They have attracted the very worst and most extreme elements of these Islamic extremists, and they'll continue to do that. Because we didn't put a stop to them when they were moving from Syria to Iraq, which we could have, you know, it would have been the time to do it. We didn't. Yeah. That emboldened them and then attracted more followers. So it seems to be attracting the most extreme followers that are into the most extreme violence. And now we know, you know, I mean, if anybody had any doubts, and I know Pelosi thought they were a humanitarian group, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and you point out something that I think is really a valuable nugget. When you're talking about we had the chance to stop them and we didn't, and this is why you have to be all over this, and this is why you have to really monitor these groups, right?
Yeah, I mean, this, you can, we, again, we've, you know, a strategy of appeasement historically has never worked in the face of extreme, either militant, you know, and all sides, whether it's religious extremism or political extremism, whether it's on the left wing or the right wing, when you don't draw the line and you don't act on it. I mean, that's the key, is that you can't, as a powerful country, we're still, we may not be the most powerful country anymore, but we're still up there. We can't just make veiled threats and just expect the world to say, oh, just because we said it, therefore we have to do it. It doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way, the reality is. And unfortunately, what happens is there's, I think, been an escalation of this kind of thing because one country is watching another country and they're saying, okay, well, these extremists up here, you know, if Putin can get away with it in Ukraine, then, well, I mean, if Syria can get away with it, then Putin can get, I mean, you just see one group after another in different corners of the world. And unfortunately, I think one also emboldens the other when they realize that America will do nothing and we don't stop it early. And unfortunately, therefore, that strategy of delay costs America much more because now our involvement has to be much greater.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. Delay is not a good strategy, especially when you're talking about them.
Yeah, let me add one point. Contrast that strategy with Bush Sr. when Iraq, you know, invaded the southern neighbor there. And what immediately America acted. It said no more. They created an alliance, and they beat back Iraq back to where they belong.
Yeah, and look at...
That's an example of drawing the line and acting on it.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so let's move closer to home, and as we see what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, we have somebody that comes on from our pals in Washington from Talk Radio News every single night on this show, and Justin Duckham was down in Ferguson, and he was tear-gassed, and he talked about what that was like. What a nightmare this has become. First there's a curfew, then there's not a curfew, bringing in now the National Guard. Eric Holder is on his way, and all kinds of conversations about what's happened now in the 10-plus days since 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed, a third autopsy. What do you think the president needs to do? Do you think he needs to send an even stronger message to try to quell what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting... I'm not even sure what the strategy can be at this point, because there's some layers of complication here. And there's a lot of blacks which are upset at multiple levels. You're dealing here at one level is... The poor have gotten poorer over the last 6 years, and there's more poor people, you know, so there's more people fallen below the poverty line. So there is now a disillusionment by blacks with their president. I mean, that was for a long time. People were just supporting him because he's black. He's our first black president. You know, I understand that. Okay, there's empathy there. But the question now becomes, what has he done for us? And unfortunately, the policies... I'm sorry, the president's policy, especially when now it comes to immigration, he's taking better care of the immigrants. He's taking care of the inner city. So he's, again, sending, as a strategy, he's sending the wrong message. What can he do? Unless he undoes and backs away completely from this massive immigration policy that he set in motion in 2012, and really starts focusing and say, no, okay, we need to indeed shut down the border. We have to focus on our own right now. I mean, but that's a message. I don't think he can politically do it this time. So he is now, he's stuck with the policies that he set in motion from the beginning of his administration, and it's really a combination of poor economic policy and immigration policy has unfortunately set him up, and there's nothing really he can do. There's no message, and he's never shown any leadership. He's never really come into a situation and showed strong leadership. There is not one example in the last 6 years where he's gone in and acted on something in a way that was decisive and showed true leadership, because he's never had to lead anything. He's always been a consensus driver, and leading from behind doesn't work, and certainly won't work in this situation. So I think, I think the worst is yet to come. I think this could, you know, the danger is if we don't shut it down, of course, now you've got the National Guard in, but if they don't shut this down at some level, this could spread to other cities. This could become an epidemic.
Oh, boy, let's hope not. I think you're absolutely right, though, because with leadership, those first couple of steps you make, and then as you get deeper into it, that's when people have the perceptions. That's when they judge what you will do and what you are capable of doing. And strong leaders, that they just have to show it sometimes, and that will be enough often to quell something that has a great potential to go rapid fire and spread. And I liked your analogy of that in talking about what the president's done in the past, and he doesn't have that. And so I think you're right. It's very tricky for him in stepping into this whole Ferguson thing. I want to throw something completely different in the mix, but equally as interesting. You have the RNC chairman, Priebus, who, you know, they already pulled the trigger, so to speak, on Cleveland is going to be the place where the convention's held. They're holding it earlier. One of the things that people will point to as a problem for Republicans is that they don't have enough outreach to minorities. And Priebus now is really preaching that, saying that there's a big effort by the Republicans to have an outreach, to get to minorities. And in fact, they're stepping up the efforts, doing it for real, in trying to make this become a reality, to make sure that minorities don't feel as though they're left off on the Republican side. And Priebus, just earlier in the day, was speaking in Georgia, and this is a heavily Democratic area, obviously, and he's trying to push minority voters and saying, listen, we're going to reach into all the minority communities we can, and we're going to have these conversations. I think this is a good move, but I think it might be a little bit too late. This should have been started even earlier.
Yeah, I mean, this should have been started a number of years ago in reality.
Yeah.
I mean, this country has been changing dramatically in its demographics. In terms of, obviously, you've got a growing Hispanic population. You've got, you know, Asian minorities. You've got a lot of different minorities that have traditionally, and not necessarily for good reason, have gone Democratic. But there has been no messaging strategy to reach out to the minorities that, hey, our values are actually more closely aligned than you may first believe. And I think those are some of the elements that should have been started something. It's never too late to start. I mean, in one sense, you've got to do this. And I think probably one of the biggest things the RNC could do in terms of strategy is have more minority candidates. I mean, you're seeing here and there, but it's a very light sprinkling. What's interesting is that once people get into office, the Republicans have a much better record of hiring minorities into senior positions. But we've got to have the actual candidates at all levels, both at a congressional level, senatorial, more mayors, more governors, and ultimately a presidential candidate that needs to be a minority. We have to start looking at how this country looks like. And you can't have, you know, I'll never forget after the election, and they swept through, the camera kind of swept through the after party, or of course the Republicans were mourning, and it was still predominantly white, male, older. That is not the demographic that's going to elect and win the presidency in 2016.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with you. All right, Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Imagine if the tweets or any of the posts that you sent out could simply go away, that they could simply expire. Well, if you think it, if you dream it, and then if you put some hard work into it, who knows, it could eventually become an app. And guess what? It did. Get Expire. You could go to GetExpire.com and see that idea that has already launched and unfolded, an app that allows you to shrink your digital footprint by enabling people to set tweets and Facebook posts to just self-destruct. I love it. What a great idea. Have you ever put anything out there where you thought, I wish I could have gotten that back sooner. I wish I had remembered I posted that, and I went back, and who knows how many people have seen it. So Jesse Stauffer joins us now. He's a college student at the University of North Texas. He is the genius behind this. Jesse, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so we're going to get into your brush with fame and how this whole thing happened in just a second. But what was it that inspired you to come up with this idea?
Well, being a college student, I was just kind of surrounded by, you know, kids who would put stuff out on their social networking profiles, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, and, you know, not really think twice about it. So, I mean, the typical college student, you know, may post party pictures, things like that. And I always just thought about how, you know, in a couple of years, we're all going to be applying for jobs, and about how, you know, employers could potentially look back at these posts and kind of judge you before even meeting you. And so I just kind of built it to, you know, kind of help out my peers. However, it's kind of turned into this thing that, you know, many different people can use, whether it's people who, you know, post lots of long rants and stuff on Facebook, or people who just post, you know, really small and meaningless things that they want to expire. So it's kind of, you know, turned into something bigger.
Because in the way we move now with new technology and things and ideas happen so fast, you know, that intellectual property, did you kind of keep that idea to yourself, or did you just tell a couple of friends, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, I'm working on it, I'm going to get it going? Did you hold it in closer?
You know, I was actually working on an app at a different time called Bitsy, which was kind of the same premise, except it wasn't working with Facebook and Twitter. It was more of its own social networking app. And I actually reached out to Mark Cuban, and, you know, he was really the first person I ever talked about it with. And he's come up with some of the ideas, some of the features and stuff like that. So, you know, I was kind of working secretive with him, and I didn't really tell too many friends about it, just a couple of my close friends.
And for people who don't know, which I can't believe you don't know who Mark Cuban is, but we'll just tell you anyway, think Shark Tank and think Dallas Mavericks owner, NBA team owner. So you reach out to Mark Cuban. Did he get back to you right away? What happened?
Yeah, it was within 24 hours. I actually remember I was sitting in my history class, and I just got up and left once I got his email because, you know, I was really eager to read it. And we just kind of, you know, shot some ideas back and forth. He checked out my previous app. And then he basically said, you know, why would you kind of build your own social network when we could get it, you know, integrate with other networks? And that's what we did. And then it's, you know, over time we kept adding these features to turn it into this full-featured client, which it is today.
So, I mean, this is like you see in the movies. He became a partner in the company?
Yeah, he's a co-founder and an investor.
Very cool. So is it hard for you to, I mean, are you still going to school trying to focus on doing your school thing and the app and all this whole get expire thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm trying to graduate in 3 years, so I'm going into my senior year right now, and I just got done with a bunch of summer classes, so I'm balancing the two at the moment, but, you know, lots of my teachers understand what's going on, and they're really flexible with it, and, you know, I'm able to balance it pretty well.
So you launched the company, what, about a month ago, and as you said, Mark is involved in the company. What's it like to, I call it spitballing, what's it like to have a brainstorming session with him?
It's awesome, you know. I've always wanted someone where I can just continually bounce ideas off, and he's definitely the perfect person for it. And, you know, whether it's, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning and I have an idea, I'll just throw it to him and he'll write me right back and, you know, we'll talk about things and then the ones that we really think are good ideas, we'll start making.
So in coding this, because I would imagine coding is the thing. So you've had to code this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And in coding, for people who don't know, as far as talking about apps and talking about doing that and the process in doing it, sometimes that you run into things, and that can take a long time, can't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've had many nights where, you know, I'd forget one character and it would, you know, mess me up for 4 hours or so, but that's kind of annoying, but you can get through it.
So once this happens, who's the first person you tell, guess what, Mark Cuban's a partner in my company?
I think it was my brother, because he's actually in class with me when, you know, we started talking about it and all that. And, I mean, my family, and, you know, I didn't really tell many of my friends until it was actually out on the App Store, because you know, I didn't want to keep people waiting for it. I wanted them to be able to download it right when it came out. So I kind of had to hold it in for a little bit.
So tell us about, you talked a little bit about it. You held it in, now it launches and all that kind of stuff. Give us some more specifics. How does expire, and it's X-P-I-R-E, by the way, how does it expire, delete your digital footprint?
Yeah, so we have a couple different ways. One being that we allow you to go back through and manage your past content that you push to Twitter, Facebook, stuff like that. And so some of those features are that we allow you to go back through and search through your tweets by keyword. So, you know, you could pick any word, and then we'll pull up all those tweets for you and allow you to easily delete those. We allow you to manage, you know, who you're following, even your followers. So, you know, if there's some creepy guy following you and you don't want him to, you can get rid of him. And then for any future content, we allow you to both self-destructing tweets and Facebook posts. And we actually have a Tumblr integration coming out in about a week or so, so you can post expiring blog posts as well. And, you know, the end goal is to just be the way to easily manage all of your content across the entire internet. So whether it's photos, recipes, music, anything like that, just things that, you know, are attached to our name when we put it out there, and, you know, which we may not want to be out there for forever because, you know, over time people start taking things out of context, and, you know, it's always a good idea to kind of get rid of what we don't need out there. So that's our main goal at this moment.
You know what, I knew I was going to talk to you, I was thinking in my head, dun, 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 dun. I was thinking Mission Impossible. You know how the message self-destructs? Wouldn't that be great? Oh, your tweet. This is it. And think, here's the thing, and you probably have thought about this in all the brainstorming. Imagine this, too, where you have companies, right, that have certain offers, whatever it is. You can get a pizza for half off at Papa Joe's or wherever. But if, you know, you have to respond to this tweet or it self-destructs. So you only have, it's time sensitive, baby, so you better do it. I love that. What a brilliant, brilliant thing. So as you do this, you do the coding, you have everything going. What's been the reaction to people to Expire?
It's been pretty well. We're always open to suggestions, and we look at our App Store reviews, you know, a lot and really, you know, pay attention to what people say that they want, and then we try to build out those features. But, you know, so far I've got a lot of friends using it at my college who, like I said, you know, just want to clean things up and make sure nothing's out there for forever. So, you know, they're all using it and liking it, so I'm happy about that. And we're just going to continue, you know, integrating with more and more services to make it more robust over time.
And integrating it with more services, that's a pretty easy sell, isn't it?
I mean, they're all different. So, you know, once you learn, they're called APIs, which are where developers can go in there and kind of use, you know, say Facebook data or Twitter data, whatever it may be. So you kind of have to learn each one as you go.
Oh, that doesn't sound so easy. I take that back. You learn as you go. So now, and see, this is interesting for people listening, because Jesse, what, you're like 20 years old, and this is the new frontier. You must have a lot of, you said, talking to your brother about it, there must be a lot of people around you who want to get into developing apps or learning it, or that's pretty hot on the college campus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like that, you know, it's kind of getting people interested and it's showing, you know, some people that, you know, everyone has this thing where you think that once you get done with college, you're going to go out and start a company. But it's cool to kind of show that, you know, you can start now. You don't have to wait around. And you can start applying some of the skills that you're learning, you know, in real life today.
So tell everybody how, where they have to go. I think I mentioned at the top about GetExpire.com. But tell us more about that.
Yeah, so you can go to www.GetExpire.com. That's GetExpire.com. And we have links to the App Store where you can download the app for free. And then we also have some links if you want to get in touch with us. Like I said, we really pay attention to our suggestions, so you can leave us any comments you like or anything like that there.
I think it's very, very cool, Jesse. And I can just imagine what's going to come down next down the pike for you. Who knows? Would you eventually, I mean, do you have the kind of plans that, hey, if somebody comes along and they want to buy this from you, the right price, you guys will sell?
Not at the moment. As I was saying, I mean, we've got a lot of work to do, I think, if we want to really get to that point where we can sort of help people control all of their content across the entire Internet. And I feel like we've just barely scratched the surface, so I'd kind of like to, you know, keep growing on it and see what we can make before anything like that happens.
All right, I love it. Jesse Stauffer, good luck. Continue to do what you're doing. GetExpire.com. This will self-destruct in, what, a couple of days. I'm going to have to start using that. Thanks, Jesse.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.